When Mother Teresa knelt at 5 a.m. each morning, she wasn't merely performing a ritual. She was tapping into supernatural power that fueled her extraordinary ministry. This humble nun who established orphanages, schools, and clinics worldwide demonstrates what happens when a woman prays. Her daily prayer began, "Dear Jesus, help us to spread your fragrance everywhere we go." And those whispered words transformed millions of lives across 7 decades. What's remarkable isn't that Mother Teresa accomplished great things, it's that she accomplished them through God's power accessed through daily prayer. In our modern world obsessed with quick fixes and instant gratification, her prayer-centered approach offers a timeless reminder of what creates lasting change. Throughout history, while many great men have prayed, women have carried the lion's share of this spiritual burden, establishing sanctuaries of faith within families and filling churches with praise. When women pray, chains break, peace descends, and impossible situations transform. Hannah's story begins with elderly priest Eli mistaking her silent, fervent prayer for drunkenness, only to recognize her deep pain moments later. Though married to wealthy, loving Elkanah, Hannah remained childless while enduring constant provocation from her rival Peninnah. Like Hannah, we all carry unfulfilled longings for children, relationships, meaningful careers, or deeper connection with God. When faced with rivals, we have 2 choices, jealousy or prayer. Jealousy breeds bitterness. Prayer recognizes that if God blessed your rival, he can birth the same or greater blessing in you. God often uses rivals to provoke us toward greatness and drive us to him. Hannah prayed with such intensity that Eli thought her drunk. When praying, be authentic. No flowery language needed. No special intermediaries required. Come as you are, with passion. Scripture says the Lord remembered her, not because he'd forgotten Hannah, but because he decided to act. The name Samuel means heard by God, reminding us we serve a God who hears. Whatever unfulfilled longings you carry, keep asking. He hears and has not forgotten you. Mary's story shows how God works through women's prayers to bring redemption into darkness. As a young betrothed woman miraculously pregnant, Mary faced Joseph's plan to divorce her quietly. Despite being called highly favored by an angel, her circumstances seem to contradict these divine promises. Life is complicated, a truth Mary understood deeply. We all maintain facades, spotless homes guests see only after frantic cleaning, confident workplace personas hiding fears, or enviable family lives concealing struggles. Being highly favored doesn't mean avoiding problems, but being touched by God's grace. Through pregnancy outside marriage, a 90-mile journey while pregnant, giving birth in a barn, and fleeing King Herod, God's favor sustained her. Mary's prayer in Luke 1 prophesied how Jesus would extend God's mercy across generations, scatter the proud, lift the humble, and fulfill God's promise. When Joseph planned to end their relationship, God sent an angel to intervene, likely answering Mary's prayers. When relationships seem irreparable, prayer remains our best hope, for God can accomplish the impossible. Though Scripture records no explicit prayers from Sarah, Hebrews 11 includes her in the Hall of Faith, noting, "By faith Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise." God hears the secret whispers of our hearts even when they never escape our lips. When Sarah heard God's promise of a child at 90, she responded with skeptical laughter, a defense mechanism protecting a heart that had lost hope. Her attempt to fulfill God's promise through Hagar demonstrates the danger of settling for less than God's best. Prayer sustains us through these difficult waiting seasons. After 25 years, Sarah received exactly what God promised. Genesis emphasizes that the Lord was gracious to Sarah, showing his blessing was specifically for her. Sarah's journey culminated in the birth of Isaac, whose name means he laughs, no longer the mocking laughter of disbelief, but the joyful laughter of fulfilled promise. God transformed her scoffs into hope and her sarcasm into joy. Though nameless in scripture, this woman's faith echoes through centuries. She suffered bleeding for 12 years, spending everything on doctors only to worsen. When problems threaten to consume your identity, prayer becomes your lifeline. This woman recognized her value in God's eyes and refused to let barriers stop her healing. In a society that labeled her unclean, she pushed through crowds to reach Jesus. The world tries to convince you that you're insufficient, yet Scripture declares you God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Never let anything block your approach to Him. Her bleeding made her ritually unclean, cutting her off from temple and community. Seeing Jesus as her final hope, she reached for Him determinedly. Jesus transformed her identity with one word, daughter. No longer defined by her condition, she became a daughter of the King. No matter how desperate your circumstances, don't stop reaching until you've grabbed hold of God. Esther ascended from orphaned Jewish immigrant to queen of Persia through her intelligence, beauty, and remarkable ability to generate favor with everyone she met. Her privileged life was disrupted when Haman convinced King Xerxes to decree the annihilation of all Jews. When Mordecai asked her to intercede, she initially hesitated, fearing death for approaching the king uninvited, revealing the favor trap of prioritizing comfort over purpose. Mordecai reminded her that her position might be God's purposeful placement for such a time as this. Esther embraced her responsibility through prayer and fasting, mobilizing the entire Jewish community. "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day." Following this spiritual preparation, she approached the king, received his favor, and exposed Haman's treachery. Today's world needs more Esthers, women willing to stand against injustice whose strength flows from prayer, making them conduits of God's power. Anna stands out in scripture for living to 84, when life expectancy was 40 to 50 years, and for her dedication, living in the temple for over 60 years after her husband's death, worshiping night and day, fasting and praying. As a prophet, she demonstrated women's direct access to God without male intermediaries. Her prayer life exemplifies three powerful qualities: persistence, prayer was her life's foundation, diversity, incorporating worship, praise, and fasting, and discipline, praying consistently. After 60 years of faithful prayer focused on the Messiah and salvation, she finally held the answer in her arms, baby Jesus, proof that God keeps His promises. Connection to God is essential for effective prayer, like needing cell service for a phone call. Though sin naturally separates humans from God, Jesus Christ restores this connection. When we cry out to God, He hears and answers. These biblical women weren't extraordinary in themselves. They simply understood the power of persistent, faithful prayer. Their legacy invites us to follow their example, knowing that when women pray, the impossible becomes possible.